He has inked a brand new contract with the Calgary Flames forward Elias Lindholm. Hello, Elias. Now, what time is you're in Sweden? What time is it where you are right now? Because I was going to say good morning, but it's not morning, right? It's afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah, it's like 3:45, 3:50.
Okay. So here's what I need. Here's what I need to know. First question: young guy like you, 23 years old. You sign a contract, 6 years, millions of dollars. How does Elias Lindholm celebrate that night in Sweden?
Yesterday I didn't do much. I was just home with my family. Had some dinner and had a beer, actually. So it was nothing special. We'll see if we go out for dinner or something during the week. But the contract got done pretty late there in Sweden, so didn't have time to do much.
So okay, there's still a little bit of money left over?
Yes, you didn't spend it all. You didn't blow it all on dinner last night. That's good to know. Good to know. I'll tell you what, though. We got to come up with a better story, or you need to go out tonight, and because we got to get some limos or something. We'll come up with a better story. We'll talk to you off the air, and we'll figure out something that's like, man, you can't believe this Elias Lindholm. What an animal this guy is.
Yeah, I guess I have to figure something out.
That's right. We'll figure it out for you. Here's the question I have for you. Everybody wants to play in the NHL. You get a deal like that, no one's going to turn it down. What part of you were you apprehensive? Were you a little bit concerned about signing this kind of a deal? 6 years in a city where you're barely familiar and for a team that you've never played a game?
It's a good opportunity for me to sign a long-term deal there. I think the team we have and the things I heard about Calgary City is all positive. So for me, it was an easy choice to, as soon as they want to sign a long-term deal, it was an easy choice for me. So I'm super happy that we got it done. So I'm excited.
Are you at all disappointed with how things ended in Carolina? There's very rarely is there a clean break and they're happy and you're happy. Obviously there was negotiation that didn't go right and it was very abrupt. This is the team that drafted you not that long ago. They were ready to move on. Are you at all sad to see that chapter come to an end?
For me, I was there for 5 years and obviously it's the most disappointing thing is that we didn't make the playoffs any of my years there. So I know Carolina had to do some things and they told me if we couldn't make a deal, they'll probably trade me. So I was ready for that. And for me, that's the NHL. Like, things happen quick, and you got to be ready for everything. So I think this is a good opportunity for me to new chapter in my career here and try something else. And I'm super excited that that would be in Canada as well. So I'm super excited to join the team.
Describe yourself as a player for fans that have only seen you once or twice a year play against the Flames. Give us the bigger picture.
For me, I just try to two-way forward. Try to work hard every night. Also, for me now, like in Carolina, obviously, you always want to do more points. And obviously, I think now with a change and coming to a new team, I can, get better with the points and score more goals. And I think the depth we have throughout to the forwards, and I think that can help me as well. And I think, hopefully can score some more goals. That's my main goal this year.
Talking to some guys that played with you, apparently you're a bit of a grump when you lose. You don't like losing. You don't take it well. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I think growing up with a two-year-old brother, it's hard to lose. And obviously, we had some fighting and games against each other when we were younger. So I think it was good for me. I think it's a good thing to have. I hate losing, and obviously we lost too much in Carolina. So kind of sick and tired of that, and just want to make the playoffs and go as far as possible.
Is it at all kind of weird? Because again, it's a long time ago, but 5 years ago, the draft, when you and Sean Monahan go back to back, were you at all keeping tabs on what the other guys around you in the draft were like? It's like, okay, well, I'm better than that guy. Or, well, what are they saying about that guy? What do you remember about being ranked roughly in the same spot as Monahan back to your draft year?
Yeah, Nothing too crazy. I guess my English was pretty bad by then. It's not very good now too, but it's getting better. So obviously I didn't talk much with the all other guys. But I mean, for me, Sean Monahan said, since he came into the league, he's a superstar. So it's fun to see that he's up there, and obviously that's where I want to be too. And hopefully I can take that step in Calgary.
Interesting to hear, and I don't want to speak badly about Carolina, but to hear you talk about wanting to play for Calgary, and then you mentioned Canada, safe to say you won't be used to playing in front of capacity crowds, sellout crowds. It just didn't happen in Carolina. It'll be the first time in a long time, maybe playing for your country at the World Juniors, World Championships kind of a thing, but it's rare for you to play in front of a building full of fans cheering for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I can understand the Carolina fans as well. Also, we didn't do it that well and hadn't made the playoffs since 2009. So, I mean, you can't blame the fans because they don't want to come see you since the team hasn't done that good. So, I mean, but it's going to be fun now coming to Canada. And I know it's just like the thing like about hockey there it's crazy. So I'm super excited to join that, and I think it's more me like living hockey 24 hours. So I'm really happy about that.
You know any teammates coming over here, or is it all new faces for you?
They all pretty new faces for me. Pretty much all the guys have texted me already, so I feel like I felt welcomed right away. So I'm super happy. I guess Hannifin, and it's always nice to have a swing too. So with back one. So, but it will be an easy adjustment as soon as I get there.
Talking to Elias Lindholm, member of the Calgary Flames, signed his new 6-year deal yesterday. Coming over, and obviously you're looking for playoffs. I'm guessing. Have you talked? Well, let me start here. Everyone knows that Bill Peters can be a hard guy to play for, and I think that's safe to say that you would have found that out over the last couple of years in Carolina. I know one of the things he talked about, and he felt bad about how he roasted Eddie Lack going back to when he was playing poorly. Bill Peters says he wants to change his demeanor a little bit. There's a way of doing things, and he is growing as a head coach. What's your relationship like with him? Because I know he can be a hard guy to play for.
Yeah, I mean, for me, obviously, I always played a lot with Bill, and he always gave me a lot of chances. So I'm excited to join that again, and hopefully, obviously, you got to earn your spots. And We all make some mistakes, and we all learn from that. So, 4 years with Bill now, so I know what kind of system is. So that will help me too. What kind of system he wants to play, and that will help me to get into Calgary easier too.
And what does it mean too for you to know that you've got a coach who's a bit of a hard ass, but obviously he went to bat for you as a player. The GM would have said, "What about this Elias Lindholm?" Clearly, you got a good review from the coach. What does it mean to know coming in that the coach is a guy who's a fan of your game?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that's why you want to. I think for me, it's that he trusts my game. So obviously, it's more comfortable coming in and know the coach since before. So I'm happy that we can get a long term deal and like I said, it makes my move easier to get used to the system and get used to Calgary as well.
How'd you enjoy the World Cup? It looks like the Swedes went on a nice little run there.
Yeah, it was amazing. I felt like the whole country was standing still as soon as Sweden was having a game. So, didn't expect them to make it to the quarterfinals, but they impressed all of us. So we're proud of our own soccer team there. So it was a fun ride.
So what is, it's now mid-July, you've got the contract done, I know that's a relief, you don't need to worry about that now. What's the rest of summer going to look like? How much time are you spending there at home? When are you coming to Calgary? Obviously you got to find a place and that sort of thing. You probably want to get that out of the way. What's the schedule for you?
I haven't scheduled anything for me now. We'll see if I come over a little bit earlier, and then we'll see. But for me now, I just started at home with family during the summer and enjoy that and take it from there. But yeah, as soon as the deal got done yesterday, I'll start thinking about maybe coming over a little bit earlier. But yeah, we'll see. I haven't really started thinking about like where to live and stuff like that. I guess I have to call Backlund about that.
Yeah, or somebody else. Backlund, he's very tame. Yeah. He's got a girlfriend. He's getting married. He's got dogs. Maybe talk to somebody else. Somebody who's a little bit more wild, a little more. And while we're at it, you don't worry about getting a place yet. Just worry about what you're doing tonight. You got to get some plans. We need a story. Elias Lindholm signs his multi-million-dollar deal and goes out and gets it done. So get some plans for tonight, and we'll hear about them when you get to Calgary. All right.
Yeah, I guess my hometown is pretty small, so it's not much to do. So, but yeah, I guess I have to figure something out.
Yeah,
fly to Paris. They seem to be partying right now.
Yeah, just
the place to be.
Yeah, get a plane ticket. Get to Paris. Do something like that. Hey, man.
I guess. So.
Congrats on the deal. I know fans are excited to see it. It's kind of a weird one for fans because Carolina Flames play them twice a year. We don't see a lot of Carolina Hurricanes hockey on TV, so for a lot of fans, I think they're excited to see you because they don't really know what they're getting, and I think they'll be impressed with what they see. Congrats on the deal, and look forward to seeing you here in Calgary.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. There you go. Elias Lindholm.